April 12, 1930. The acts done in the divine will are walls of light around Jesus, the Son, sower of the love of its Creator. How the Son of the divine will forms its Son in the creature and acts as divine sower. My abandonment in the fiat continues, and following its acts, I was thinking about and accompanying the most bitter pains of my sweet Jesus, and was saying to myself, oh, how I would like to defend Jesus, and prevent his receiving new offenses. And he, moving in my interior and clasping me in his arms, told me, my daughter, if you want to defend me in a way that the offenses might not reach me, repair me in my divine will, because as you repair in it, you will form a wall of light around me, and if they offend me, the offenses will remain outside of this wall of light, they will not enter inside. And I will feel defended by this wall of light, that is, by my own will, and will remain as though safe. So, your love in my divine will form for me a wall of love, of light. Your adoration, your reparations, will form for me a wall of light, of adorations and of reparations, in such a way that the lack of love, the scorns of creatures will not reach me, but will remain outside of these walls. And if I feel them, I will feel them as though from afar, because my daughter has surrounded me with the impregnable wall of my divine will. My daughter, the love, the reparations, the prayers outside of my fiat are just little drops, while, in my divine will, the same things, the same acts, are seas, gigantic walls, endless rivers. As immense as my will is, so it renders the acts of the creature. Then, I was following the supreme fiat in the creation, and my mind was lost in comprehending the continuous act of it toward the creatures. Both through created things and directly, it carries us as though in its arms, to be our motion, our breath, heartbeat, life. Oh! If it could be seen by creatures what this divine will does for us, oh! How they would love it and would let themselves be dominated by it. But alas! While we are inseparable from the divine will, everything comes to us through it. It is more than our own life, it is not recognized, it is not looked upon, and one lives as if we were far away from it. Then, while I was going around in the creation, my beloved Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, my daughter, all created things say love, but the Son, which with its light and with its heat has the supremacy over everything, is the sower of my love. As it rises in the morning, so it begins its sowing of love. Its light and its heat invest the earth, and as it moves from flower to flower, with its pure touch of light it sows the variety of colors and of fragrances, and it pours the seed of love, of the different divine qualities and of its loving fragrances. As it moves from plant to plant, from tree to tree, with its kiss of light it pours, in one place the seed of the sweetness of divine love, in another the variety of our loving flavors, in another the substance of divine love. In sum, there is not one plant, flower, herb, which does not receive the seed of our love that the Son brings to it. It can be said that it spends its day sowing love and irradiating all the earth, mountains and seas with its light. Everywhere it sows the love of the eternal light of its Creator. But do you know the reason for this continuous sowing, never interrupted, which the Son does of our love over the face of the earth, and in so many ways? Perhaps for the earth? For the plants? Oh no. All for the creatures. Oh. Yes, for love of them, and to have the requital of their love. And, oh. How wounded and embittered we remain when we see that creatures make use of flowers, fruits and other things without recognizing that in everything they take there is the seed of our love, which through the Son we have poured over each created thing. And after so much love, and I love you is denied to us. Having said this, he remained silent. I remained afflicted because of so much sorrow of Jesus, and I continued my acts in the divine fiat. And Jesus added, my daughter, the Son, though untiring in acting as sower of our love over the earth, in the evening, in withdrawing in order to form the day for other regions, seems to give peace to the earth, giving it the freedom to produce or not produce the seed it has sown, intending to make the new assault of the sowing of love. On the other hand, the sun of my divine will never leaves the soul, as it reflects itself in her with its light and, more than sun, acts as divine sower, with its reflections it forms in her its sun in the creature. Therefore, for one who lives in my divine will there are no nights or sunsets or dawn or daybreak, but it is always full day, because its light gives itself to the creature as her nature, and what is in one's nature remains as one's property. More so, since the sun of my divine will possesses the source of light, and as many suns as it wants to form, so many it forms. But with all this, even the one who lives in my will possesses her own sun, which never withdraws. The sun of my fiat has always new light and heat, new sweetness, new flavors, new beauty to give, and the soul has always something to receive. There are no pauses as with the sun that is under the vault of the heavens. In fact, not possessing the source of light, it cannot form many suns as the earth keeps revolving around it. But with the sun of my divine volition, which possesses the source of it, its light always beats down, and calling the creature to continuous activity with it, it always gives her its new act never interrupted. Fiat.